Okay, everybody, thanks for your patience as we move between groups. We now move on to the second half with the last two presentations.
Okay, good morning, everyone. My name is Sharon. This is Bianca, Kristen, and Shauna. As a group, we conducted a scoping review on the educational interventions used in teaching values to healthcare professional students. We'd like to thank Dr. Vanino Del Barajas and Dr. Pat Miller, the co-authors of our review, for all their encouragement, support, and expertise throughout this process. Today's session will summarize the findings of our scoping review, which was a project that we completed as part of McMaster University's physiotherapy program. Professional values are tenets that exist to guide the behavior of individuals within a profession. As defined by Davis, a value is an operational belief that one accepts as one's own and that determines behavior. Professional values should be embraced by every member of a profession as it represents what's most significant and provides direction in developing one's professional identity. Professional identity and its associated values and behaviors cannot automatically be adopted, but must be consciously developed and embodied by healthcare professional students. As you can see in the diagram on the right, developing one's professional identity involves integrating one's personal identity, accumulating individual experiences, both clinical and non-clinical, and as well as interaction between mentors and role models. A significant challenge is experienced by those teaching professionalism. Is a general lack of consensus on how to best impart these values and behaviors on their students. In order to teach these values to students in a physiotherapy program, it is imperative to understand the most effective strategies used. Professional values can then be incorporated into entry-level educational programs to facilitate the process of professional socialization, whereby a professional identity is adopted. A scoping review describes the available literature on broader topics in order to make recommendations for future research and does not evaluate the quality of evidence. Therefore, the purpose of our scoping review was to identify the evidence that exists regarding educational interventions in the teaching of professional values to healthcare professional students.
So, four electronic databases were searched. We worked in pairs and were blinded to one another's results at all stages of screening, extraction, and analysis. Peer-reviewed articles were included if they were published in English between the years 1990 and 2017, and used methods to teach professional values or behaviors to healthcare professional students. We used quantitizing analysis, which converts qualitative data to quantitative data, to create themes and frequency counts for further classification. Based on an earlier study at McMaster University by Boychuk and colleagues, we included these values as well as ethics as a broad term behavior related to the value of integrity. The included professions reflect those that would typically be a part of a healthcare team, such as those offered through professional programs within the Faculty of Health Sciences at McMaster University, including physiotherapy, occupational therapy, midwifery, nursing, medicine, speech-language pathology, physician assistants, and social work. Our teaching strategies were broadly classified as active, passive, or multimodal. So active teaching strategies would be defined as several models of instruction that hold learners responsible for their own learning, and it describes a process in which students engage in doing things and thinking about what they are doing. For example, experiential learning is defined as student-driven learning methods that use active participation, reflection, and consolidation of concepts. And passive teaching strategies are defined as professor-delivered lectures with little opportunity for student input through reflection or experiential learning. And finally, multimodal teaching strategies are the combined use of two or more teaching strategies, whether active or passive.
So the next several slides will provide an overview of the results of our study. So we have our PRISMA diagram up here. 2,235 articles were initially identified within the four databases that we searched. 56 articles were found to meet the inclusion criteria, 25 were qualitative, 26 were quantitative, and 5 were of a mixed method design. It is important to keep in mind that the number of teaching strategies exceed the number of articles that we included, as a lot of the articles reported the use of more than one teaching strategy. So the most commonly reported values and behaviors were compassion and caring and ethics, followed by patient or client-centeredness. Nursing and medicine were the most commonly included professions within our studies, and there were no articles included that looked at the midwifery or physiotherapy professions. So this scoping review demonstrated that active and multimodal teaching strategies were primarily used to teach values to healthcare professional students. Of the 8 active teaching strategies that we identified, experiential learning activities were most frequently reported, followed by reflection, group work, and problem-based learning. Passive teaching strategies were used much less frequently. Overall, the most commonly used passive teaching strategy was lectures. So within the articles examining active teaching strategies, experiential learning and reflection demonstrated the most significant results. 13 quantitative and mixed method articles used experiential learning as a strategy for teaching values, and 69% of these articles demonstrated a statistically significant improvement in the adoption of values. In all 9 qualitative articles that reported on experiential learning, students demonstrated an increased awareness of values. Additionally, 7 quantitative and mixed method articles used a reflective teaching strategy. 71% demonstrated a statistically significant improvement in the adoption of values. And of the 12 qualitative studies, 42% reported that students had a deeper appreciation and embodiment of values.
So of our key findings, we found that active teaching strategies are more commonly used as both a sole teaching strategy as well as a component of multimodal teaching strategies. It allows for students to be immersed in their learning experience and have a sense of independence and competence, which can increase their motivation to learn. Secondly, experiential learning was the most commonly used teaching strategy. We had statistically significant results that found that with this strategy, so it supports the idea that learning is most effective when applicable to practice. It also enhances learning by allowing students to internalize and give personal meaning to their experiences. Overall, learning can be achieved through the use of methods that emphasize experiential learning, such as community engagement, simulation, and service learning. And finally, there's a lack of literature in healthcare professions of physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech-language pathology, physician assistants, and midwifery. The literature primarily focuses on medicine and nursing. We had no studies in our scoping review that were followed the eligibility criteria that involved physiotherapy students. There's a common misconception that what works in medicine will also work in other disciplines, such as physiotherapy. However, despite the similarities with regards to responsibilities, the scope of each profession differs.
Okay, so our study had a few limitations and strengths that we wanted to identify. The first being that the literature search had a restricted number of healthcare professionals included in our study. However, the healthcare professionals that were included were those that collaborate on a healthcare team. Secondly, the values that were included in our study were values identified in a recent study, and they have yet to be adopted by the Canadian Physiotherapy Association. But that being said, the healthcare professionals that were included had values that were similar to the ones included in our study. As well, many studies use multimodal teaching strategies, which may be a limitation to the interpretation of our results because we found it challenging to decipher which strategy was more effective. But this being said, this is very reflective of educational curricula. And lastly, we did not include a gray literature search. And this is because this is the first study of its kind. And as well, we felt that we had a sufficient number of articles that provided enough information. And we felt that it was inclusive and thorough for our scoping review. So we feel that future research is needed to investigate both the professional value as well as its behaviors. Often there's confusion with these two concepts and overlap in these concepts. And so to be more inclusive, we think that there needs to be research of both the behavioral manifestation and the value. And as well, there's need for further research to examine the effectiveness of different teaching strategies like experiential learning, and well, in particular in the physiotherapy profession. So in summary, we undertook the scoping review and found that active teaching strategies were more commonly utilized and preferred by students and are beneficial in encouraging motivation in one's learning, and that experiential learning was the most frequently reported strategy and can promote the adoption of professional values. So based on the findings of our scoping review, we recommend that the results of our study be used as a guide for educators of the most effective and preferred teaching strategies used to teach values to their students to promote adoption of their professional values. So at this time, we'd like to open up the floor to any questions that you may have.
Thanks very much. Are there any questions from the floor?
Thank you. Good job. Two questions. One is, what were the values that were discussed? And where do you think the take-home is for clinical practice and the effectiveness of using this type of teaching for those values?
So, yeah, sorry, I did gloss over a little bit. So these were the values. It was a bit of a starting board with a previous study done through McMaster University, where they had done a survey with Canadian physiotherapists in terms of which values they found were most reflective of our profession. And so that was our starting board. Again, ethics was like the behavioral broad expansion, but it should be more inclusive in terms of other values. In terms of clinical practice, a great deal of physiotherapists can act as preceptors for future students. And so with like the active teaching strategies where they can be role models and they can serve as a springboard for the physiotherapist that they can become and kind of help with their professional socialization, I think that would be a great opportunity, and they're in a good place to be able to guide future students as they make their way through their profession.
Thank you. That takes us to the end of our 2 minutes of questioning. So we'll physiotherapists will be around after the session and over lunch if you have further questions. And now we'll just